You are holding Daf Nun Amar Aleph by the two dots that it says in the Mishnah again, Lahik Rivu Kevis Baboika, that if you did not bring the Korban Atomet in the morning, the Lochridge, you can still bring the Korban Atomet Shaben Abayim. And the same thing about the Keteris, if you did not bring the Keteris in the morning, you can still bring the Keteris Shaben Abayim. Then the Mishnah says, though, that Amreb Shimin, Fakuloi Sakreva Ben Habayim. Shimon holds that the whole Keteris you could bring Ben Habayim. In the case where they did not bring the Keteris in the morning, so they could bring now the whole Keteris, the whole measurement, Ben Habayim. And he says the reason in the Mishnah, Shein Mechanchin as the Mezbeach Azov, Ela B'Keteris Asamim. Rioni Mechanchim is the first thing we use on the Mezbeach Azov, on the inside Mezbeach, is with the Keteris Asamim. But since that's the chinuch he first started off there, he could bring the whole amount of the keteris bein harbayim. So Gemara asked the question: chinuch man dechar shemei? Who's talking about being mechanuch the mizbeach hazov? What's got to do with chinuch? How you start off the kedusha on the mizbeach? So Gemara says, really, I tell you, chasuri mechzra. Something is missing in our Mishnah. And v'ochi ketonim. This is what the Mishnah means to tell us. That loyik rivu keves baboiker loyak rivu ben habayim. If they did not bring the keves in the morning, the tomat shachar, they should not bring it ben habayim. But it says the medvar mamurim. When was this said that if they did not bring the korban atomin in the morning, they cannot bring the korban atomin in the afternoon? That's only shloy nischanach hamizbech. That mizbech had no chinuch yet. They did not bring korbanos on the mizbech yet. In other words, the first korban of the mizbeach has to be the tamid shel shachar. If you missed it, you cannot start the chinuch ben habayim. Avo nischanach hamizbeach. But if the mizbeach had its chinuch already, if the mizbeach had already korbanos brought on it already, and now later on it happened that they missed the tamid shel shachar, then like our Mishnah says, avado yakrivu ben habayim, then you still allowed to bring the tamid shel ben habayim. Now this Omer Reb Shimon says, Amosai, when do we say you can still bring the Tomet Shel Ben Habayim? That is man shayu anusim or shegigin. If they missed it by mistake, they were an onus or a shegi, that's how they missed the first Tomet Shel Shachar. Avolim hoyu mezidin, but if they missed it, bemezid on purpose, they did not bring the Tomet Shel Shachar, is lehikrivu keves, avolim hoyu mezidin, that means lehikrivu keves baboiker, is lehikrivu ben habayim. Then they have no right to bring the korban atomich of ben abayim. If they miss baboike b'mezid, they cannot bring the ben abayim. What's going to be loyik tiru keteris baboike? They did not bring the keteris in the morning on the mizbeach hazov. Loch was still yak tiru ben abayim. Still, you allowed to bring it ben abayim. And even though it was never brought yet, and they did not bring the tomich shoshacha, the keteris in the morning, still they could start bringing the Keteris Ben Habayim. Smor says, Minuhan Emili, how do we know this? You say this. The Tanur Rabbanim, learn by this. The Pasuk says, V'yasakevis Hasheni Tasa Ben Habayim. That the second Korban should be Ben Habayim. So Idashin Sheni Ben Habayim. The second Korban should be Ben Habayim. V'loi Rishin Ben Habayim. But you cannot bring the first Korban Ben Habayim. You cannot be Mechanech the Mizbeach with the korban atomid shoben habayim. The medvah mamurim, when was this said that if you miss the tomid hashachar, you cannot bring the tomid shoben habayim? That's only shlo nischanach hamizbeach. It was no chinuch mizbeach was not used yet. Avo nischanach hamizbeach, the mizbeach was already used. Then afilu rishon ben habayim. Then you could even start off with the ben habayim. There was in the case where you missed the tomid shoshachar, then you could bring the tomid shoben habayim. It's only a drosha, the chinuch, the first time you start using the mizbeach, it has to be done with the tamid shel shachar. The Amar Rabbi Shimon, that we say, if you had already chinuch, that later on you could start off the day with the tamid shel ben habayim, that's only bizman shoyanusim asherigin, if they missed the first korban by mistake, avlam hoyu mezidim, but if they missed the tamid shel shachar on purpose, then loyikrivu kevas baboiker, loyikrivu ben habayim, then you cannot start off the day with the Tomet Shel Ben Habayim. Now what's going to be lo hiktiru keteris baboiker? Let's say they did not bring the keteris in the morning, even if it was done b'mezid, still yaktiru ben habayim, you're allowed to bring the keteris ben habayim, you can start off with the keteris ben habayim. So the question is, v'chi kahanim chotu, Mizbech Bota, what kind of svar is this? And you're telling me now by the Tom Karmen HaShachar that if they missed in the morning, Bemezid, since the Kohanim did it Bemezid, therefore they cannot bring the Ketomid Shabbein Abayim. Is that a svar that the Mizbech should lose out? Just because the Kohanim did a Naver in the morning, why should the Mizbech lose out? So Rav says, this is what it means to say. Lo yakrivu hein aval achirim yikrivu. That's what Rav Shimon means to say. The Kohanim that Bemezid did not bring it in the morning, there's a Kenas that they could not bring the Tomid Shabbein Habayim. Then the Kohanim, other Kohanim Avad, they could bring it. Now what's going to be Lo yiktiru keteres baboiker yaktiru ben habayim. But if they did not bring the keteres in the morning, they could bring off a start off. They could bring the keteres ben habayim, even though they missed it Bemezid. Here there's no Kenas. Why? Techiv and lo shchichi. Since it's not so shchiyah for the Kohanim to bring the Keteris. They took a choice that only comes up once a year that you could bring it. Or ma'asro, and also you become rich from bringing the Keteris. Is chavivul ublai pshia, that is very dear to the Kohanim, and they will not miss it. They will not be pshia. Therefore it's very low shchiyah to say she missed it b'mezid. Therefore they did not make any Kenas. The Rashi says, lishnachrina lo shchicha, it's not shchiyah to bring the Keteris. The Chad Gavra, but one person got a minimum of Sechta Yuma. Me'yodom Lashon Odom Bo, a person never brought the Torah twice. So he only brought it like once a lifetime. And also, Masrash says, Maseret, it makes you rich, Kedasiv, Yestim, Mekotero, Sivbase, Baruch Hashem, Cheloi. So therefore, it's not Shechiyat that they should make a mistake, and therefore there's no Knas, there's no Gzeri, even though it was done for Mezah, they missed it in the morning, still they could bring it to Bein Habayim. Then it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon v'kul hoisa kreva ben habayim she'mechanchin es ha-mezbeach ha-zov el lebekteres ha-samim she'ben habayim. In other words, since there was a chinuch on the mezbeach ha-zov with the kteres she'ben habayim, that's what started off, so therefore he holds of Shimon that kul hoisa kreva ben habayim, you could bring all the kteres ben habayim. If you did not bring in the morning, you could bring the whole thing ben habayim. So where's the question? I've what time you learned the Keteres Hasamim Shal Shachar, know that the Chinuch of the Mizbeach Hazov was with the morning's Keteres. Smor says Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. And Omer Abaye says, Mistarber Kaman, the Yom of Keteres Hasamim Shal Ben Habayim. It's more Mistarber, like Rabbi Shimon says, that the Chinuch was the Keteres Shal Ben Habayim. In other words, that day, they brought the whole Keteres Ben Habayim. They say, the Pasuk says, Ba'boike, Ba'boike, Be'etivu Esaneros. Like every morning, when he cleans up the neiros, yaktirenu. Now, ilav the yavod had lokem miyurtiv. It's not that he already lit the menorah last night. Hatove b'tzafrim heicha. For what purpose does he have to like clean up the neiros? Savada, you start lighting the menorah at night time, and there's a smichas suadin. The burning of the keteris also at the same time was deriv. So therefore, the first burning of the keteris was by evening. That was the chinuch of the keteris by the mizbeach hazov. Now Rashi says, Alma, we see from here the chinuch menorah is ben habayim. Now the chivon de menorah nischancho be'eruv is k'teres nami tchilosa be'eruv. That k'teres also first started at evening. The chassid pasuk says, V'halois aron esaneros ben habayim yaktirenu. Therefore the chinuch of the menorah was be'evening, and the chinuch of the mizbeach hazov was also be'evening. The other one says, L'man di yoma b'k'teres hasam shel shachar, that the first chinuch was in the morning, here at Smashville by evening. Seals no goma mi mizbeach oilo. Learning out the mizbeach hazov, the inside mizbeach from the outside mizbeach. Mal alan, just like the outside mizbeach was betomet shoshachar, the chinuch was betomet shoshachar, is afkan v'kteres hasamim shoshachar. Here also the chinuch was the v'kteres hasamim of the morning. So the kids who were coming up, shan al mishner is, that the mishner is saying a chiluk between the keves, the tomid, and the Keteris, that when they first started, the first korban they brought, if they did not bring the korban HaTomid, they were not mechanach the Mizbeach, so they cannot bring that day the Tomid Shal Shachar, Shal Ben Habayim. You have to start the Chinuch with the Tomid Shal Shachar. But the Keteris is not that way. If you do not bring the Keteris in the morning, you latter first start to bring the first time the Keteris Ben Habayim, because that's the Iker, Chinuch is with the Keteris Ben Habayim, like we learn out from the Menorah. Then there's a second Kiddush, that in the case after they had the chinuch already, if let's say now you forgot to bring the keteris in the morning, then everybody else you could bring the keteris in the afternoon, and here there's no din not kumida whether you remains it or not, but the keteris there's no knas. Rabbi Shimon says a chiddush now, that in the case where you forgot to bring the keteris in the morning, you're allowed to bring the whole keteris in the afternoon. Because he holds the whole keteris is like one keteris. It's like one mitzvah. So if you forgot to bring half in the morning, that day you could bring the rest of it, the half in the morning and the afternoon, all together in the afternoon. And then the Mishnah says, Lo yes ha-shulchan, what are you mechanech the shulchan with? Ela b'lechem aponim b'shabbos, that we put the lechem aponim there on Shabbos. Gemara says, Ela b'chol lechnuchi yod lo mechanech. It's mashmah, you can't start off using the shulchan the first time in the middle of the weekday. The chinuch, the beginning, the afchol has to be on Shabbos. But mashmah kedusha mikdash. The mashmah, if you already use the shulchan once on Shabbos, then in the middle of the week, it would be mekadosh or something. So what's the question? This is a like Rashi. This is a question. To kaimlo meperek shtei alechem to le mekadosh lechem ela b'Shabbos. That the only time the shulchan is mekadosh the lechem is only on Shabbos. If you first put it in the middle of the week, it has no kedusha. So what's the mashmah? It's only the chinuch not. It's not even the kedusha read in the middle of the week. So Mar says true, but I tell you, he gufa kamashma. The Mishnah gufa is teaching us this. That the chinuch, the kiddush, the shulchan, the Shabbosu. That both the chinuch and the whole kedusha, the shulchan gives off, is only the lechem that's put there on Shabbos. Kiritoni says, it says in the Seifa, v'loya seminar, v'loya seminar, elo, v'shivan eroseh ben habayim. That the only chinuch there is on the menorah is by lighting all seven neros. The Rashi says, the menorah ain't a mekadeshes, kolema, v'chol milsa dido ain't a velo ben habayim. Dino ad loka, the whole inyan of using the menorah is only ben habayim. So chinami, by the shulchan also means the whole chinuch and the whole kiddush is only negated to the lechem aponim, which is put there on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Tana Rabbonin, zil ketoris, shol saliyochid al mizbeach hachitzoin. So Rashi says here we're talking about Zel Keteris means, as soon explain, it's going by the Nisiyim, that it says that they brought each Nosi Kafach at Asarazov, that each Nosi by Chanukah HaMishkan, they brought Keteris. So Zuli Keteris Sholso LeYochid, it was each Nosi brought his own private Keteris, HaMizbech HaChitzen, that they burnt it on the outside Mizbech, where Rosh Shoh Hoysa, it was a special halacha, because all over we know the Keteris is only brought on the Mizbech HaPanim, not on the outside Mizbech. Now the Gemara says, Heicha, like what type of Keteris are we talking about over here? So Merapapa ben Nisim, we're talking about the Nisim's, the Keteris the Nisim brought. So Chur the Kasha Dik is, Elo Yochid, a Mizbech HaChitzen hu Deloi. Mashmoni, a private Keteris was not brought on the Mizbech HaChitzen. This was the only Heroi Shos, only this Keteris was brought. But Mashmo, Ho Al HaMizbech HaPanimim, Makriv, but there was the Keteris Yochid brought on the Mizbech HaPanim. And that's not true. We never find him a keteris of a yochid. It's always a keteris of a tzibur. There's still another question. Amizbech achitzon yochid udaloi. Ha tzibur mikrevu. Mashmon yochid cannot bring on a mizbech achitzon. But mashmon tzibur could bring the keteris on a mizbech achitzon. For a tiny, we learn not like that. We learned. Yochid ya yochid misnada v'mevik yoytzibo nidovo. Maybe a yochid could also make such a nidovo. For kareyan ibo nebichal on this. The pasuk of Moitzi Svasecha Tishmor V'yosisa, that any time you make a neder to bring in a dova, you have to do it. Talmud, the pasuk says no. Loisal olav keteris zara. That mashman mezbech hapnim, you cannot bring a strange keteris, which means any keteris that's not from the tzibur is called the keteris zara. Meaning a yochid cannot bring the keteris on the mezbech hapnim. Now yochid, I would have thought to say lo ye yochid maybe true a yochid cannot bring a private keteris. Because he does not bring a schaiva on the Mizbech HaPanim. A yochid has nothing to do with the Mizbech HaPanim. But maybe Avol, Tzibur, yeah, maybe, but maybe a Tzibur could bring a keteris if they want. Avol Tzibur, yeah, maybe, she maybe chayva k'yotzibur. Since there's a chayva for them to bring the keteris twice a day, maybe they want to bring more, maybe they could. Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, loy salam. You cannot bring up, nor it's anything more than the chayiv, Rashi's mashma rabim koma. Even a tzibur or rabim could also not bring a keteris, excluding the tzibur that's supposed to bring it twice a day. Yochel, I would have thought to say, layalo amizbech apnimi. Maybe there's only an aveira not to bring amizbech apnim, this keteris azora. Avayalo amizbech achitzain, but maybe by zaya yochid, zaya tzibur could bring the keteris on amizbech achitzain. Talmud, the pasuk says no. Talmud es shemen hamishcha v'es keteras hasamim la kodesh kechol hashetzi v'sicha yasu. That means ein lochoel lemas shama beinyan. You can only bring the keteras where it says it. In the parasha it says that to bring it on mizbech apnim. That's the only place you could bring it. And only a tzibur, korban tzibur, and not other people. So who asked the kasha? What's the havamini before to say it's mashma that a tzibur could bring it? And so here will be medayik. No, that a tzibur cannot bring another keteras. So what was the chiddush then that Nesiim brought on mizbech achitzain? Omer Papa, the Papa says like this. Pshat the Braisa was loy mi boy kama, means not only this, but not loy mi boy kama, loy mi boy tzibur. Not only can't a tzibur bring a keteris, not the regular tzibur he's supposed to bring in the morning and the afternoon, but a different type, more, that they cannot bring, even on a zbecha chitzen. Why? Because you never find anywhere that a tzibur could bring a keteris on a zbecha chitzen. And v'loy mi boy, not only yochid, on a zbecha panimi, not only can't the yochid bring the keteris on the panimi, that we never find that a yochid could bring his keteris on the Mazbech HaPnim. But the Chiddush is Elo Afilu Yochid Mazbech HaChitzoin, that even a Yochid cannot bring on the outside Mazbech, even though the Ashkechon B'Nesiyim, even though we found by the Nesiyim that they did bring their private Keteris on the Mazbech HaChitzoin. So maybe Kol Yochid V'Yochid also has a right to make a Neder on the Dova to bring Keteris. And this that's the Chiddush Braisa. No, HaRoshoi Hoysa, that was a special Eroh, special locha there, that you could bring the keteris, but l'dorois avad, even the yochid cannot bring the keteris on the mizbeach hachitzein. Now the Mishnah says chavite kohen gadol. The kohen gadol used to bring his mincha every single day, half from the baboiker and half erev. So it says lehoye boyes chatzoyim. He did not bring half of the amount of flour in the morning and half of the amount by evening. El rather maybe yisar and sholim. He brought all the amount of flour to complete the Yisrael in the morning. He was Mekadosh Dosing at one time. And then, V'chotzeyu, he divided it up in half after he brought it into the Beis HaMikdash. And then, O'makriv mechza baboik, half he brought in the morning. O'mechza ben aboim, half he brought by evening. Now, the koyin shikriv mechza, v'shachris umeis, let's say a koyin goldo brought half of his chavitim in the morning, and then he died. Uminu koyin achatachtim, then they appointed another koyin godol. The locher is lo yovi chat yisar mi beisai. He cannot bring just a chat yisar from his new house, like to do the bein abayim one. V'loy chat yisar in the sharishan, and he cannot use the other half from the morning's kohen gadol. El rather, the locher is maybe yisar and shalom. This new kohen gadol has to bring a new yisar from his house. V'chotzei, and they divide it up halfway. O'makriv mechza, half of it is brought now. O'mechza, but half of it is lost. Nimtzu comes out shnei chatzoyim kravim or shnei chatzoyim oivdim. Out of these two kohen gadols, half of them are brought and half of them are lost. Like half of the morning ones is lost and half the afternoon ones is lost. So half and half is brought and half is ovat. Now the Gemara explains Tana Rabbon, what's in a brace like this? Ilu nema mincha machtis. If we would have said that the kohen gadol has to bring a mincha machtis, I would have thought to say maybe chatzi sarmi beisa shachris, that the kohen gadol could bring a half of an isar and a flower in the morning. Umakriv, and he brings the half in the morning for his minchas chavitim aboiker, and then chatzi sarmi beisa arvis umakriv. Then in the afternoon later he brings another chatzi isar from his house, and he's makriv that. The pasuk would have just said mincha machtis, means to say half by half you could bring. But Talmud Loimah, therefore the Pasuk says, Machatzisa ba'boiker u'machatzitza b'erif. Meaning to say, Machatzah misholem u'machriv. You have to bring half out of the whole thing. So from the word of Machatzisa ba'boiker u'machatzitza b'erif, it means half from a whole. Choketzah, how does this come out? That maybe Yisorin sholem, the Kohen Gadol has to bring every morning a complete Yisorin. And then v'chotzeyu in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to use mekadosh shebekli. Now we divide it in half. O'makriv machtze ba'boiker machtze ben haboyim. Half he brings in the morning, and half he brings ben haboyim. What's going to be nitmo machtze sheben haboyim? Let's say then later on the half that was set aside for the ben haboyim becomes tamei. oishavat, or else the other half becomes lost. Yochel, I would have thought to say, yovichat tisar mi beisai, arvis. For Yaakov, it's enough for him just to bring now another chat tisar from his house for the chavitim shebein abayim. Talmud leimano, and this the pasuk says, machat tisar ba'boikro, machat tisar berif. That means, machatza mishalom umevi. That it always has to be a half from a whole. Okay, that has just come out. Maybe Yisar Shalom Ibeisai. That the same way you do in the morning, if the afternoons got lost and you have to bring a new one, you have to bring the same thing in the afternoon also. You have to bring a complete Yisar and Mibeisai. For Chatzay, when divided in half, or Makriv, Machatza, half of it you bring, or Machatzavid, and the other half time gets lost, you don't use it. Nimtza comes out, Shnei Chatzvayim Krevim, Shnei Chatzvayim Avdim. Two halves were used and two halves were lost. In the morning's half was lost, in the afternoon now, the other half you can't use. Now, Koyin Godol Shikrev Machtza Shachris. What's going to be if a Koyin Godol brought half of his Mincha in the morning, or Mason, then he died? Or Minu Achatachta, they appointed another Koyin Godol instead of the first one. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yovi Chatzisom Yabesai. Now the second Koyin Godol just has to bring a Chatzisom for his Minchas Chavitim Ben Abayim. Because maybe could even use over the second half of the first one's chavitin. Talmud Lehman, this pasuk says no. That means machatzah misholem. He has to have half of a whole of his whole mincha. He has to use a half. If so, machatzah misholem who maybe a makriv. If so, hakeit has to come out that maybe sarin shalom. He has to bring a complete sarin right now. For the afternoon. For Chatzay, if he divides it up in half, or Makriv, and he's Makriv half of it, or Machtzavit, half of it get lost. That's what Mishnah says. Nimsa comes out like, Shnei Chatzay Mavdim, Shnei Chatzay Kravim. Half of it, two halves were used, the half of the morning and half of the afternoons, and the other halves are lost, not used. That says, Toni, Tona, Kaimad Rav Nachman, a time learned in front of Rav Nachman. Machtzah Rishain, or Machtzah Sheni, the half that you cannot use from the morning, or the half that you cannot use from the afternoon, what you have to do with it, let it stay overnight, let it have an issa leaner on it, and then you burn it. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, Vishlay Marishan Ichse Lakrova. I understand why in the morning you can't burn it the way it is right now. You have to let it have a psalina, because the mice of the mornings, Chavitim was Roy. It first had a Kedushas Aguf. It was fit to be brought, just then the Kohen Gadol died. So if we have to wait to give it a psul to burn it. El Sheni, for in the second Kohen Gadol in the afternoon, brings his Isorin, so Hur Lechetchila, he's only Makdash half of it. The other half has no Kedusha to be used. So Lom Le'Yibud Tzura, Mikor Le'Yibud Kosi, it's only common that Chil, you knew it's going to be lost right away. So Hur has no Kedusha Saguf, so why do you have to wait to Yibud Tzura to have a psulina on it? Samura says, the Yom Lechomani, who do you go like? The Yom Lechomani, Tonin Devei Rabba Baravuhu. The Yom that he says, Afilu Pigul, Toya Nivitzurva, that no, the Maestro, we don't burn any Kachim. Any Kachim, there is even Pigul. Rashi says, the Apostle Chomeru, Apostle the Raisu, Toyin Tzurva, still we do not burn the Kachim the way it is right now. You always have to wait, let's Ibitzurva, till has another Psul, Tolina. Ravashi Yom Afilu Temer Rabbonin. Kivon de Vidna, to Pagibhu, E boy hai makriv, e boy hai makriv, mechsechozi, that no, this Isorin that the Kohen Gadol brings in the afternoon, even though Lamaisi cannot use more than half of it, but we do not know which half he's going to use. So every half lechatchila is fit to be used. So therefore it's considered they're both really fit to be used. And now the one you can't use, that one like you cannot burn the way it is right now. Therefore you have to wait to Ibitsura till the Tsura changes, the form changes, and then you could burn it first the next day. Itna will learn like this. Chavite Kohen Gadol Ketzet. Oisin. How do we bring, how's the Kohen Gadol bring his Chavitim special mincha every day? Ketzet Oisin Oisin. How do we do it? So Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abom, Rabbi Yechonon, Oifer, first we bake it. Tiyacha Kach Metagno. And then you fry it in oil. However, Rabbi Asi Yom Rabbi Chanino, Metagno. No, first they fry it in oil. Did this dough. The Yachakach Oif, and then they bake it. So Omer Rabbi Chiba, Rabbi Chiba, Rabbi says, that kavos to the di mistavra, small mistavra, the way I'm saying it, that first you have to bake it. Why? The pasuk says toifino, toifino, double ocean like. It means to say toifino no, you have to bake it nice. Rashi says bishas afiyosim betana teino, that when you bake it right away, it has to look nice. That if you're going to fry it first, it comes a little bit black. Rashi says doesn't look so nice. So therefore, pshita, you have to bake it first. Rabasi yom no kavos to the mistavra, small like I'm saying, the first fry it. Why tofino means tofino no, like bake it first, it should be like half done, like raw. So what does that mean to say? First fry it, it's not completely done, and then you bake it. The Mora says really ketenoy, it's a machlokes anoyim. When the pasuk says tofini, that you have to bake this chavitim of the kohen gadol, so idashpin tofino no means first make it like raw, means first fry it. Rebbe yomino tofino no means bake it well, means first bake it first and then fry it. Rabbi Yosi Yoma Tofino Rabo, that what you have to do is bake it twice. So therefore Islay no Vislay no, it has both. That first you bake it, then you fry it, and then you bake it again. So you have both in Yonim. It's no, it's first like raw, and then it's being baked nicely. So you have both in Yonim here. Rashi says Afiyas Harbe, Oifa Matagna Vyoifa. After you fried it, you have to bake it again. No, it's also called nice. You need both things. So even after you fry it, still you have to bake it again. And even before you fry it, you should also bake it to make it look nice. Tanan Hossam learned over there, Gemara later, that Chavite Koyin Godol, Lishosan V'Arichosan V'Afiyosan B'Fnim, that bishas they make the dough, the aricha, when they form the dough, and they make the dough when they knead it, it has to be done inside the base of Mikdash. And also, v'derichas a Shabbos, on Shabbos also you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to bake it on Shabbos. So, you know what I mean? How do we know this? You're allowed to bake it on Shabbos. As the word of Kashmir is, maybe for Shabbos, bake it every Shabbos. So you don't have to bake it on Shabbos. Omer afuna, toifina means toifina, no, it has to be baked nice. The offer of miyesma, if you're going to bake it on Friday, in Shabbat, it's not going to be a little bit stale. When it comes Shabbos, it won't be good. So therefore, it's not called tefina. Maskel or Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef asked the question. Maskel or Rabbi Yosef, Emo, why don't you say the kofish le biyarka, like preserve it in your vegetables, that no ear would come to it, like preserve it, so the challah will still be fresh. So how do you know to say you let it bake it and knead it on Shabbos? So the verb Yishmel Tono, the pasuk says Tase. Do it, meaning v'afilu b'Shabbos, and also tase v'afilu b'tumah. Even though it's brought b'tumah, still you're allowed to bring it. That's the gzeras hakosef. Abayi says this. Abayi Yoram Omer Kareposik says soilas mincho tomid. That is minchas chavitin is like a korban atomid. As if to say hareyu k'minchas tamidim, it's like a minchas tamidim. And just like the tomid is doich Shabbos, who adin the minchas chavitin that the kohen gadol brings every single day, is also Deiche Shabbos. Alright, we'll stop here.